after the victory against the Cowboys. It's a game ball week, and Mike, on offense, pretty obvious. Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. Aaron Rodgers, what he's doing with the injury that he has, it's pretty remarkable. We can't talk enough about this guy.
Aaron's playing great football, and like I said earlier, it's remarkable what he's doing. You know, particularly the last 3 weeks, and Devontae was stepped up big time, and we needed that. And also, Randall Cobb had a great game too. So, but we're only allowed to give out two game balls. So.
Keep it that.
Mike, defensively, you went with Julius Peppers, and we talked about his play earlier, that one play, but he was a force all game long, and it's interesting to see the guys respond to him. I mean, He does not go out of his way to be a vocal guy, but just his presence, his demeanor speaks volumes to the guys.
Julius is a great teammate. I mean, I think that's, you know, something that, you know, you never really know until, you know, you bring a player into your program. So very popular in the locker room. I think, you know, the credibility that he brings just the day he walks in the door, it's been magnified tenfold because he's just been a great quiet force for us. And as you know, just a heck of a football player.
Special teams, Dayton Jones and Jayrone Elliott. Special teams did the job. What did they do specifically, Mike?
Well, Jayrone had three tackles, so I mean, he played lights out. Did an excellent job in the coverage phase, and Dayton, you know, with the blocked field goal, that was a very big play for us.
Mike, you know, I thought played an active game for a nose tackle. Usually, this eating up blocks. Yeah. LaTroy Guyon again.
Yeah, LaTroy, his energy, you know, it's infectious. He's been great for our team, you know, just a lot like Julius. I mean, he's been a great asset, a great add for our football team. But, he was, you know, the bye week probably hurt him because he was ready to play probably last Monday. So, I mean, he's, you know, I knew he was going to play well in that game.
On Twitter, we always ask for your reaction. The player of the game, Devontae Adams, Larry talked about him. How big was that touchdown? And there is no such thing as a rookie, but he really grew up, it seemed like, on that play and the entire game, Mike.
Well, I mean, Devontae's had some big games for us now. I mean, he stepped up big time in the New England game. And so, to me, this isn't really anything new. When he gets his opportunities, you know, he makes the best of them. So, and that touchdown play, really, we needed that. You know, I thought it really brought the crowd back. It was a little quiet there for a while, you know, in the stadium, and I think it really kind of got everybody going.
Mike, speaking of those moments, I mean, it was not an easy game, and there was an ebb and flow to it, and sometimes the ebb was going the Cowboys' way. How was your sideline? Did you like your sideline demeanor and so forth?
Oh, absolutely. I thought the sideline was great. But, you know, if you look at it, it was really two totally different halves. You know, like I said, there was so much running in the first half. And, you know, we only had the ball for three series. And the fourth one was the 40-second, 39-second, two-minute series. So it was important for us to kind of change that. You know, that was part of the decision to go the way we did offensively. But our sideline was into it the whole game.
Next up, we'll get you ready for the NFC Championship game and the Seattle Seahawks. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Mike McCarthy's Wardrobe, supplied by Montopoly.
And welcome back on the Mike McCarthy Show. It is a rematch of week one, the kickoff weekend. Initially 7-point underdogs. Your thoughts on going into Seattle and winning this game?
Well, number one, it's not the kickoff weekend. You know, that's I'll say that. But we're very confident that we're going to Seattle to win the NFC Championship. I think that's about as clean as I can get it.
Very good.
Mike, in my experience as a player, never sniffed anything close to what you guys are doing this week. And I know if I did, I'd be thinking, oh, this is the end of the world. We got to win. How do you keep it from becoming too big for knuckleheads like me that would feel that way?
I just think it's important when you're training a football team. Regularity is so important. And it's most important at the most important times. So you can't really change. That's the first thing the players are looking for. That's the first thing the coaches are looking for. So, you know, your behavior and your preparation need to stay the same. Your behavior and how you handle the media has to stay the same. I mean, it's tough. It's tough, but you got to do it.
Mike, as always, good luck against the Seahawks this week.
Thanks, man.
All right. We'll talk to you after the NFC Championship game. Thanks for watching the Mike McCarthy Show.